to end this chaotic
word.
Show. Like,
Lego Ninjago was really.
I don't think we could end it off.
Was really it. Oh my god! I forgot they had dragons.
When did they get dragons?
I don't know. I remember they had dragons. And she became a ninja. She became a ninja at one point. I just want to say, hold up. I've never heard this one. Thank you for listening to us. I just want to say thank you. We're so happy we had you. Bye. We gonna let y'all listen to Lego Ninja.
This is WGXC Acra, 90.7 on your dial. Also online at wavefarm.org/WGXC.
Saturday, July 9th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news with a Youth Against Fascism episode. 10:30 a.m. Radio Wonderland is live from Brooklyn. Joshua Fried remixes New York City radio on Hudson Valley frequencies for a mini dance party on Saturday mornings. At noon, it's time for the countdown of the latest new music. In My Room Radio follows at 1 p.m. with tracks from harpist Mary Lattimore, Holger Suze, and Julia Reedy, among others. The Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. features the work of KMRU, also known as Joseph Kamaru, who is based in Nairobi and Berlin. At 4 p.m., we hear a live performance from Abhishek Narula and Lorelei D'Angelo, a.k.a. Wetware Instruments. They've been the Wavefarm Artist in Residence for the past week, and they will play the results of their work from 4 to 6 p.m. on the air. At 6 p.m. it's time for the Framework Show, where composers work with field recording. And this week we hear John F. Barber. Then at 8 p.m. it's time for Sadie Wood's Gridlock Sound Lab Show. And at 10 p.m. Mantis brings us Best in Death Metal on the Leprous Garden program at 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
दिल की धड़कन से दोहराए जाना हमारे सब सब के हो जाए आना बिस्तर धोरे तो कैसे सोए जाना बिस्तर धोरे लो लो लोरी सुनाना Thank you.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am from Hudson.
I'm Fahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends, Georgia and Amelia and Mashuda and Jada. But today it's just me and Fatia. We're gonna do our best to do a great radio show one-on-one. We haven't done too many shows, just the two of us. We've done at least one before.
Yeah, I think it's just our like second one today.
Yeah. And before we got on the radio, Fatia let me know that she is very excited for something. Do you want to tell our radio listeners what you're excited for?
I'm excited for fourth grade.
Yay. And so you're going to fourth grade in September?
Yeah, with my baby brother.
Oh, he's gonna go to school?
Yeah, he's gonna be in kindergarten.
He's very nice.
Skip pre-K.
Ooh, how do you get to skip pre-K?
Because he's like too old for pre-K. He's like 5 years old, and when I was in pre-K, I was 3 years old.
So he did pre-K basically at home with your mom.
Yeah, he didn't go to school at pre-K. He just did it. We just taught him some like learning stuff, math and science and stuff.
And I'm sure you read with him a lot. Because you're all readers. Well, so what about fourth grade are you most excited for?
I'm super excited about fourth grade. It's like I will make a lot of new friends and stuff, and I already know my fourth grade teacher.
So you met your fourth grade teacher?
I didn't meet her, but I saw her on the photo. Oh,
so for fourth grade you're excited to make new friends and to meet your new teacher. Is there anything else you're looking forward to with school?
I'm excited to see my brother at school so I can like meet him and stuff. And maybe I might see him like at the cafeteria sometimes. Yeah, but he'll eat pretty early in the day. I'm going to eat at noon.
Well, that'd be fun. Sort of like Fahim and Mashuda had some overlapping years, your older brother and sister. So they maybe probably saw each other.
Maybe when I'm having snack time, he'll have lunch that time.
That'll be fun if you just run into each other in the hall sometime. You can say hi.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Aw. My sister and I also overlapped some years in school. She was in, I guess she was like 3 years ahead of me. So when I was a freshman, she was a sophomore or a senior. And when I was in fifth grade, she was in eighth grade. So we had some years that we overlapped and it was fun. Just more familiar faces in school.
I think me and my like big brother ran into each other sometimes. I don't remember.
Well, did you have a book you wanted to talk about today?
Yep. I have a book about rainbows.
It's a book and you're writing?
Yeah, like I already wrote. It's like 5 pages long. Book about rainbows. Once upon a time, there was a red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, indigo, and violet colored things with two clouds under it. It was called the mystery thing. Some people loved it because it was so full of color. Some people hated it because it was so colorful. Day by day, people loved the mystery thing so much until one day there was a witch. Caused a lot of trouble in the world. That witch has lost her broom and thought one person did it. Little did she know, it was her sister. The witch's sister was so greedy and mean. Her name was Narthen. So the witch's sister told her the people on the earth did it. So they both attacked the earth. Then everyone was in so much trouble. Then something from the mystery thing was coming. Out it was raindrops and sunlight. The witches could not stand the raindrops and sunlight, so the witches left. But then one so greedy person, and who was a poor man that was so lazy and wanted to marry a princess. He thought the princess will do all of the work, but little did he know the princess was already married. So he went to his hometown and went to the lair of the witches. But the rainbow saw that and came down to earth. The rainbow was actually the princess of the rainbow kingdom. The princess has showed down to Narthen, who was the witch. And the poor guy and Narthen were like siblings. The princess put the witches in a jar. Then Narthen and the people think someone from another planet made the mystery thing, but as science tested the mystery thing, people learned the mystery thing was from the sun. One day, the sun and the moon came down to earth and told them the mystery thing was actually used to be called arroz, iris in Spanish. People in Spanish language, that was the year people named the mystery thing into arroz. Iris, which means rainbow in Spanish. And
very nice. You're getting to be such a good writer. You've always been very creative. I remember in the early days of you being on the radio show, you mostly were drawing pictures and it would just have a few words on the page. You could talk about the pictures a lot, but now you have beautiful words to describe some scenes.
Thank you.
Are you going to write more stories this summer?
Yeah, there's going to be 5 chapters of those. On July 10th, it's going to be like Eid, and it's also going to be my mom's birthday. I'm going to give her a gift by making a Eid book. It's also like half eaten. I'm planning to make one chapter, but if I have extra room, I'll make it 2 chapters. Nice. Or maybe 5.
Sounds like a lovely gift. I'm hoping I'm getting a homemade gift for my birthday. I just had a birthday recently, and I know my niece was working on a book. They didn't say it was for me, but I'm hoping it's for me. I'm going to see her next week. Fingers crossed. I love a good homemade book. It's a great gift. I have some homemade books from when I was a kid. Some of them are better than others. I can't remember which ones are actually good, though. Like, some of them are from when I was really little. Like, one of them's a book about dinosaurs. There's a poem book, but the poems aren't very good. There's a book about cats that are just a bunch of pictures of cats, basically. Like, Halloween cat. Ooh. Let me see. I could try reading this one. I haven't read this one in many years, so I don't know what it's about. It's called Sugar and Shirley, and I wrote this when I was in third grade, so that's probably around your age. In California, in a little white house, the Bossetts live. A little mouse plays in his cage, a little old lady knits, and a cat warms her nose by the fire. Sugar, Mrs. Bossetts yelled through the door. I'm going to the store. All right, but don't forget the food, Sugar said, putting one of the smallest pipes in his tiny mouth. Pipes? I don't know. Later, when Mrs. Bossetts was gone, Shirley, a cat, came creeping in. When she saw Sugar, her nose lit up. You see, when Shirley is in love, her nose lights up. Sugar turned around and handed her a sheet of paper. What's this? Yelled Shirley. Can't you read? Said Sugar. Shirley saw a sign which read, Sugar Detective Agency, please fill out this form. But I don't have a problem, Shirley said. Sugar looked puzzled. Then why did you come here? He asked. I wanted to look around, she said. Great, you are in luck. I'm not just a detective, I'm a tour guide. I'll show you anything in this house you'd like to see. But there's one problem. You're a cat, I'm a mouse. How can I be sure you won't eat me? I won't, I promise. Then Sugar got out of his cage and they were off. Later, Sugar came running into the room, ran up his little stairs, and locked himself up. I don't want to hurt her feelings. How can I get her away from me? He mumbled to himself, almost out of breath. When Mrs. Bossetts came home, Sugar called for her. Yes, Sugar, I'm here. I need you to help me. Shirley came up today, and I gave her a tour of my room, and she fell in love with me. I need help getting her away from me. Mrs. Bossetts thought for a while, and then a little smile appeared on her face. She had a plan. She whispered it to Sugar. The next day, Mrs. Bossetts went out. She came back with a cage which had a bird in it. Shirley's nose lit up. Handsome's, the bird, eyes lit up. They were in love, and everyone lived happily ever after. It's a weird story. There's a cute picture, though, of when the cat and the mouse go out for a little time together. The mouse rides on the back of the cat. It's like getting a little ride. Anyways, I'm glad the cat found true love, the bird. Yeah, so homemade books are great, even when they're not the greatest stories of them all, like mine. But I have a non-homemade story I can share. I mean, I guess somebody probably made it in their home studio, but it's a like published book that you can get in the library.
I don't really know how to like publish books. Like, I don't know how to publish books at all.
There's definitely people that self-publish books, but I think if you're just trying to share them with friends or family, sometimes you can do something just, if you have it on paper, you can just make print copies. Like, you can make copies at a library, or you can make copies at a copy shop if you want color copies, or you can just make an original and just give them your original. But anyways, the book I was going to talk about is a middle grade graphic novel called Scout Is Not a Band Kid. It's by Jade Armstrong. And it was a fun little story about Scout, who is not a band kid. Scout is really into drawing and plays video games and likes to talk with their friends. They have this internet friend that's really into the same video game as them. And so they're really into drawing. They also do cosplay for this video game, sort of anime-ish character that they like from the game. And they find out that the artist behind, that's both an author of stories, but also is the artist behind this video game character that they love so much, is going to be somewhat nearby soon, but not nearby enough that they can easily get there as a young middle schooler. And so they really desperately want to figure out how to get there, but they know it's going to be too hard for their dad because their dad works. They won't be able to drive them there. And then they see a poster at school for band club, which mentions that band club members at the end of the year get to go to El Monte Fest, which is the festival where this person is going to be for a concert. And so Scout decides to join the band so that they can get to this event at the end of the year where they can meet their idol, only they've never played an instrument before. And so they go to band and they have to say what instrument they play, and they say trombone. And so they end up being the second chair in the trombone section because there's only one person that plays trombone in the band so far, but they don't know anything about music. They don't know how to read music. They don't know how to play music. Luckily, a lot of people in the band are not that good, so they're able to kind of get away with not being that good at first. But the teacher pairs them up with the first chair, Marin, who's a very serious trombonist. And Marin begrudgingly has to take them on as being their tutor. And so it's about them, their friendship that develops out of that situation, and just about the whole year of like figuring out their place in the band and their friendships with various people and trying to get to their end goal of getting to meet their artist idol. So it's very cute. There's also at the very end of the book, there were some little mini comics that I guess were like scenes that didn't quite make it in to the story that were pretty funny. And I liked some of the behind the scenes stuff in the back of the book too. Like they have their character sketches for the various characters. And it's just also interesting thinking about how that works, where there's the main characters, of course, where you have to like be really detailed and think about how they look in different angles and what kind of clothes they wear and what kind of things they have and what those look like. But then there's even like in this case, there's a whole band. So there's characters in the background and you have to think about what they all look like and make sure it's somewhat consistent. So she has like pictures of the entire band that she drew out, you know, the French horn players, percussion, like what instruments they play. Yeah, and it was very cool. It was inspired somewhat by their life, but not entirely. And I guess it was also inspired by a short comic that they drew back in 2018, where it says, it was about a trombone player who murders another trombone player for making fun of band and being too pretty. But they say they quickly realized they couldn't write a full-length book about murder, so it eventually became this. And there's no murder involved in this book, so that's good. But yeah, so that's Scout Is Not a Band Kid by Jade Armstrong. And I think it's pretty fun, whether or not you were in band. I think you'd like it. I was never in band. I did play a musical instrument. I played piano, but I played it solo, except I sometimes played duets. And one time I played a duet where my friend and I were playing piano, and then there were like 10 other people playing piano at the same time, or I guess 20 people. So we were all doing duets, but then there were multiple pianos. It was called a monster concert. It was pretty fun.
We watched like a fourth grade concert, like a fifth and fourth grade people were there. But I'm not sure if I want to go to band, but when I was in first grade and I was in harmony, I used to play flute and I was really good at it.
Oh yeah? Yeah. I didn't know you did harmony. So if you were gonna join band, would you pick up flute again or would you try a different instrument?
I will try drum.
Oh, cool. Do they have many clubs at your school?
I'm not really sure.
I don't think there were many clubs for me until I hit middle school. Like maybe, I can't remember. The way that grades are done here is different than where I grew up. But I think, or maybe I was in, no, I guess I was in newspaper and when I was your age. We had a newspaper club and we had a newspaper that came out. I don't know how often, but. But I definitely was in that in elementary school. And I forget what other clubs we had. I didn't do band. I sometimes did chorus. I was in astronomy club for 1 year. I don't know if it lasted longer than that, but it was fun. We got to take out a telescope and go look through it at the moon and the stars. If you could make up any club to be a part of, what club would you want to exist that you could be a member of?
I want maybe arts club or reading club, music club, maybe a superhero club.
Oh, a superhero club. What would you do at superhero club?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Like, would you just be people that were fans of superheroes, or would you have to be a superhero?
Like, maybe. Well, like be super a team of superheroes.
Oh, so you'd be a superhero. I guess I couldn't be in that club, but that's okay. I could come and just talk about how much I thought you all were cool. Do you have a favorite superhero?
I think it will be Elastigirl from Incredibles.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
There's like two parts. I only watch Incredibles 2.
I think I've only seen Incredibles 1, but it was so long ago, I should probably watch it again. Was Incredibles 2 good?
Yeah, it's like amazing. It's like where Frozo came. They have like super amazing outfits too.
Very fun. I don't know if I have a favorite superhero, but I have been really enjoying the Ms. Marvel series on Disney Plus. That's a new series. And I really liked at least a run of Ms. Marvel comics. I haven't read the newer runs of that, which I want to do, but she's a pretty fun superhero. So she's definitely up there on my list, but I don't know if that's my favorite or not. It's hard to pick one, but that's a cool club idea. Maybe there will be some clubs. Who knows? Anyways, is there anything coming up in this next week that you're excited for?
Oh, it's about Eid. Eid is 5 days later.
Ah, nice. What do you do on Eid?
We dress up like we wear white clothes and we eat like food. It's shawarma, handish. So much stuff like shawarma is like a sweet Bangladesh dessert. It's super yummy. It's my favorite. And handish is like salt. It's like salt. It's with this yellow tortilla. I think it's like pretty cool. And then you put it together, and then you can actually put the handish, and you can eat it with the shawarma. It's super yummy.
Yes.
I only eat it on Eid. I never eat it other days. I only eat it on special days. And on 3 days.
Yay. Yeah, I love those special dishes that even if they're the best food in the world and you could make it at any time, it's like nice having something that you only have like once a year or twice a year, you know, on special occasions. Makes it that much more special.
It's twice a year.
Twice a year? Yeah. Well, I'm excited because I get to visit with my family in the coming week. And we're going to do a belated birthday for me, which means I get cake. Yay! My mom and my niece are going to bake me a cake. Unless they go back on their promise. But I don't think they will because they like to bake. And they like me. So that'll be fun. And maybe I'll get a homemade book. Fingers crossed. But yeah, next week also, starting July 11th, especially kids, little kids through teens, should stop by the Hudson Area Library to get a summer reading program backpack. You can pick out some free books too. And along with that, you'll get a reading log where you can circle each day that you read. And then at the end of the summer, you'll get entered into a raffle for some prizes. So make sure to go by the library and pick those up. And I would go earlier in the week if you can, because the bags are there as supplies last. So if a ton of people go, they might run out. So definitely try to make that part of your plan early in the week, starting July 11th. And our summer reading program is starting too. So there's lots of fun programs going on. But also for the reading log, even for our adult listeners out there, if you want to pick up a reading log, it's not just for kids. We have prizes for adults too. So chart your reading. If you're listening to the show, maybe you read anyways. So why not enter a raffle with all those reading hours? Fun.